To determine your eligibility for permanent residency in Hong Kong, it is important to consider several factors based on the information provided in the context. Here are the key points to address. 1. Working visa expiration. Your working visa expired in early August 2023, and you are no longer working for your employment visa sponsor. This change in employment status may have an impact on your eligibility for permanent residency. 2. Qualifying for permanent residency. To qualify for permanent residency in Hong Kong, you generally need to meet the following requirements. Continuous ordinary residence. You must have resided in Hong Kong continuously for a minimum period of 7 years. Right of abode. You must have the right of abode in Hong Kong, which is typically acquired after 7 years of continuous ordinary residence. PR approvability test. You must pass the PR approvability test, which assesses factors such as your education, language proficiency, and financial stability. 3. Extending past 5 years. You mentioned the desire to extend your past 5 years in Hong Kong to be eligible for permanent residency in 2 years. It is important to note that the continuous ordinary residence requirement for permanent residency is 7 years, not 5 years. Therefore, you would need to fulfill the 7-year requirement to be eligible for permanent residency. 4. Legal status options. You know, apart from getting another job in Hong Kong or studying, you inquired about other legal status options to extend your past 5 years. Based on the information provided, the following options may be relevant. Visitor. Status. Currently, you are in Hong Kong as a visitor. However, being a visitor does not contribute towards the continuous ordinary residence requirement for permanent residency. Other visa categories. Hong Kong offers various visa categories, such as the investment visa or the quality migrant admission scheme, which may provide alternative pathways to extend your stay in Hong Kong. However, it is important to note that these visa categories have their specific eligibility criteria and requirements. 5. Renting an apartment. You mentioned that you have been practically living in Hong Kong and renting an apartment since 2017. While renting an apartment demonstrates your residential ties to Hong Kong, it is important to note that the continuous ordinary residence requirement for permanent residency considers factors beyond residential address, such as physical presence and intention to make Hong Kong your primary place of residence. There are additional resources appended to this post, and I hope you find them helpful.